Okay, so today we're going to do the sugya of Dvarim HaBayim Machmas HaSudah, or as much of it as we can, in the time allotted. So let's just take again, as I mentioned before, the primary focus for today should be not only what is considered B'Machmas HaSudah and not B'Machmas HaSudah, but also what the Svara is, what the Lamdus is of B'Machmas HaSudah. Why would something be why is something that is B'Machmas HaSudah, why does it not require a bracha, considering that it's Asa L'Hanas Ma'al Mezeh B'la Bracha? So why would there be an exception when something is B'Machmas HaSudah? So we pointed out that, and along the way, Tosos is going to raise a kasha and Shitas Rashi that has like four or five different terutzim, but some of those terutzim may reflect on this issue. We're also, even before we get to any of that, you know, on the very basic level, the Dvarim HaBa'Machmas HaSudah is defined by the Gemara or defined by Rashi as things that are lelafes behen es hapas. What exactly does that mean, lelafes behen es hapas? Someone came over to me this morning and asked me, who was it? It was a Moshe that came over to me this morning and asked me the translation. There's like two of everything in this book, right? So there are two motions. So they came in and asked me I'm sorry. Thanks.
Both
Kohanim. It's Shahakol. Both Kohanim. It's Shahakol. But what is Shahakol? Oh, got to wait for later. I'm asked how to translate lulafis. Lulafis ben espas. Anyone have a good translation?
Condiment.
I just company. Like garnish. Garnish.
Garnish. Yeah. I think not? Garnish is more like a decoration. This is like it becomes part of the meal. A side dish. A condiment.
Make it tastier.
Now condiment is like ketchup and mustard and the 47 other varieties that no one eats. But just you know the. But whereas a side dish is it's an independent food. It's somewhere in between, right? Or maybe both are included in lafes ben esapas. But the question then becomes, what if you have a food that is sometimes used the lafes ben esapas and sometimes used as an independent food having nothing to do with bread, that you eat perfectly fine without bread? What would the status of such a food be? And in the context of that discussion about what the status of such food would be, that's going to be, we're going to see that issues are going to come up that are going to lead us directly into the discussion of what the lumdus is for being pater from a bracha, rishona and achrona. So the Gemara, memalvam beis, amrav papi hilchsa, you know, when you go through the whole sugya, at the end of the day, hilchsa, dvar mabah machsuda betocha suda, ain't un bracha lolf nevel lachrein. If you have an item that could properly be labeled as B'Machmas HaSudah, and you eat it, taka, during the meal, does not require any bracha, not a bracha rishona, nor a bracha achrona. After a meal, if you have something that's B'Machmas HaSudah, what's halacha? So, what? Sorry?
Both.
So let's see how this plays out and what's defined as B'Machmas HaSudah. So Rashi right away defines B'Machmas HaSudah lulafes ben esapas. It's that which you use, condiment, side dish, ain tu un bracha da havalu tfeila. So he uses a very familiar lashon to us, that it is a tafel. Hilkach kol midi bein mazon bein peros, and then he starts giving examples. What are things that are B'Machmas HaSudah? Things that are, whether they be mazon, whether they be peros, sheviu liliftan, if they're brought as something that's supposed to be a secondary element of the su'uda, ein bo bracha lo lefanav lo la'achrav. No bracha whatsoever. So there is a machlokas, what Rashi means when he says this exactly. Does he mean that something that's normal, a lafis bo sapas, it's normal to have together with bread, even if right now you're not having it together with bread, it's still considered to be a tuffel to the pas, and therefore you would not recite a bracha? Or does Rashi mean, no, if you're using it, lelafis bo sapas, then it's tuffel to the pas, and doesn't require a bracha. But if you're not using it in that way, how could it become tafel? Meaning, just like the regular halachos of ikra and tafel, it's only you can only say that you don't say a bracha on the tafel when it's actually being eaten together with the ikra. But if it's not being eaten together with the ikra, meaning you might say, oh, if I'm having sushi, I don't know why I always use that example, but you might say that in your mind, the fish is the ikra, and the rice is only a tafel. But if you're having a bowl of rice, you make a mizonos, right? That there's no doubt about. So maybe Rashi's saying the same thing, that lafis basapas works with dinim of ikar and tafel, it's an expansion of ikar and tafel, but only when it's actually being used, lafis basapas. Not when you're not using a lafis basapas. Meaning, is this a din in the chafetz, in the food itself, that this food is identified as lafis basapas, and therefore it does not require a bracha in the context of a meal, even when you're not using it, lafis basapas? Or is it a din in how you're using it, like a normal din of ikra and tafel? So, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, yeah?
How does Rashi define a suda, like makos suda, like machmas, like the bread is supposed to like a main course that just also comes in machmas?
Because they ate bread differently than we eat bread. Bread was like a staple at every meal.
It's automatically a side dish? It can't be a meal.
Yeah, everything else is just, it's bread and. Your meal is always bread and. And then you just figure out.
So that would
you know, it's like your hashkafa is Torah u, you know, and then you just figure out what the rest, yeah. You know.
Would that change now that we don't do that anymore?
It's a good kasha, why not? But apparently not. Right? It's a good kasha, why not? Rabbeinu Yeruchim, if you look, seems to be pretty clear about his understanding. So he takes a very clear stand that lafis basapas is not a din of the chefza. It depends on what you're currently using it for. If you're currently using it lelafis basapas, good, then it's a tafel, does not require its own bracha. But if you're not currently using it lelafis basapas, it will require its own bracha. Now Tosos, in Dibra Maschil Hilchasa, Tosos, he has a lot to say, but I just asked you to read just the first part of the Tosos. Tosos raises a kasha on Shitas Rashi. Tosos points out that Rashi says lafis basapas doesn't require bracha. Why? Because it's a tafel. Says Tosaf lo nihira. The imkain masnisin he the mevarich al iker upoter satfelo my kamashmalan. An unbelievable kasha that Tosos asks. Not unbelievable in the sense that I can't possibly think of an answer to it. Unbelievable in the assumption that he's making, in how literally he's taking Rashi. What's his kasha? What's the chiddush? There's an old halacha. Dvarim machmasuda. It's exactly the halacha of ikar and tafel. There's nothing new here. No news here. He's really literally understanding that Rashi means that it's mamish the halacha of ikar and tafel. He says, "Lamayin af kamina between this and any other halacha of ikar and tafel." Now there are two ways you can go when you answer a question like this. You could say, "I'll show you the difference. This is an expansion of ikra and tafel because of A, B, or C, and then try to find the differences between this and regular ikra and tafel." Or you could say, "Ein achinami, there's nothing new here, but Rav Papa says other things, and there are other elements over here that are being introduced that are a chiddush, even though this isn't a chiddush." Now, the difference between those two modes of answering is that if you're answering in the first mode by pointing out all the differences in all the chidushim, you're saying it's not really a current tafel over here. It's something different, whether it's an expansion of the principle or it's an entirely new principle. If you go with the second mode, where you say, Enochinami, no chidush, in that line, it's another line that Rav Papa says that's bringing a chidush, well, then you're acknowledging that this is mamish ikar and tafel. This is exactly the din of ikar and tafel.
There have been a Yerucham explaining Rashi as a kid, as where there is no bread and you do need to make a bracha. He's basically explaining that it is a regular case of ikar and tafel, so he should have the same question as well, no?
Yeah. And Rechinami, yeah. Rabbi Yerucham is just explaining Rashi. The kashas on Rashi, the kashas on anyone. So in the Sefer HaShlama, Rav Sacks quoted this, I didn't find the Sefer HaShlama, he points out V'chisur Rav Papa l'mifsa kilchsa. You know why Rav Papa has to say this halacha? What about the fact that it's already a beferish halacha v'ikar and tafel? Mishum seifa demil say. Dekamar shalom achmasudu betoch sudu gomperos shalobo lafes eintu nebrach halachreyem. You know why he mentions this? It's because of, you're right, this statement of Davar Abba Machm Suda, there's no chiddush. It's straightforward Ikar and Tafel. The whole chiddush is the second half of Rav Papa's statement where he starts talking about things that are loba machmas asuda. That's the whole chiddush. Whatever that chiddush might be, leaving that aside, because that's irrelevant for our current discussion. But the point is that Sefer HaShlomo says, Ein hachinami. This is exactly the halacha of Ikar and Tafel. Rabbeinu Yonah, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Chavtas Amar Al Badat Be'arif, says that, no, there is an actual chiddush here. We actually do have a chiddush. And he points out, V'nir l'mori arav nero li'ashev za'a pirush v'lomar, demayri gon shayu omdim be'em tza suda, v'aschal eskviya sudas naisa be'basar b'dvar macher mechir tzibo. They're in the middle of a suda. They were kaveh the suda with other things. Ube'emtza suda, after they started eating, in the middle of the meal, now they're bringing, all of a sudden, grapes, and they're bringing figs, in order, l'lafes behem esapas. And you eat it together with the bread. But and now you're continuing to eat those things even without the bread. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Rav Papa is telling me a great chiddush. Even if you're eating some of it without any bread at all, you're not smearing it on the bread, you're not eating it all of it together with the bread, still it doesn't require a bracha. Meaning, the most obvious distinction. What we pointed out in the, I guess, what do we call it? Pre-game shir, right? What we pointed out before, that the idea of Ikar and Tafel only works when you actually have an Ikar and Tafel that you're eating together. But lavis ben esapas adds an additional chiddush. You don't have to be eating it together. It doesn't have to be eaten mamish with the bread. I was just thinking about this morning, about Ikar and Tafel, A, because we're doing it a little bit, but also because my wife went to, what's that supermarket that's, Buy Right, Shop? No, it's not Shop Right. Buy Right. And she bought Danishes, like not Danishes, Rugelach. It's like Heimish Rugelach. So, you know, I don't eat that kind of stuff, except for when I was looking. So I was having a Heimische Rugula, and there's like a good amount of chocolate in it, right? But it's mostly dough, so it's dough. It's, you know, Kol Sheyeshbo, even, right? That's for sure Mizonos. And like a chunk of chocolate fell off of it. So if I'm going to pick up that chunk of chocolate and pop it in my mouth, do I have to say another bracha on that?
Shahakal? You know, drink milk at the end of cereal, you know, what would be the difference?
So even by the halachas of Ikar and Tafel, and this is straight Ikar and Tafel, right. It's not Davar Abba Machmas Suda. Even in the halachas of Ikar and Tafel, it doesn't mamish have to always be simultaneous. Right? So it's not like the greatest chiddush outside of the world of Ikar and Tafel, that, and even the way Rabbeinu Yonah presents it is, you're eating it with the bread, but then you continue eating it. When you're not eating the bread, you can eat it a little more. When you have bread, yeah.
Most likely that Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi are really saying the same thing.
He's trying to defend Rashi. I think so.
I thought first he asked a lot of questions on Rashi.
Yeah, like Tosfos.
Yeah.
Meaning, and then he's trying to answer those questions to.
Oh, I thought he was going to be independent.
So I think. I don't think it's to be understood as an independent shot. I think he's really trying to defend Rashi. Yeah.
But also, the Rugelach case is different because the chocolate came from the Rugelach.
It's not exactly, but yeah. I'm just saying it's not so wild to assume that Ikar and Tafel will extend to a case where you're not eating them mamish simultaneously. Yeah.
If you're eating an Ikar and Tafel situation, like let's say you're having a salad and then like you have a big bowl of tons of different stuff and then you decide like right now I'm just going to have six strawberries straight, you wouldn't have to make seven rafa?
Something like that, right?
No?
I don't know. I guess if you change your mind, you change your whole meal and it's no longer a tafel to the...
Right.
But I think that piece of chocolate is still a tafel to
the... Right, that's what I'm saying. So that's why this, like... The idea of you're trying to compare the
Rugelach
to the case of the meal, I don't know.
Right, I'm acknowledging this is an extension beyond that, but I'm just, all I'm trying to say is, to say that ikra tavel is only when it's mamish together. It's not always true. It doesn't always have to be mamish together. If you take a look at the Rashba, moving along a little bit, also trying to answer Tosfos kasha, says the Rashba, v'inami isrich leiktsas. Rav Papa is adding a little bit of a chiddush. What's his chiddush? The salka daita chamina kivan she'ein darkan lava liliftan ulitfela. Afal gav da hai melafis puasapas, but la daito v'lo liftiri. What's that? Salka daita chamina, that what would we have thought? Since it's not darkan lava liliftan ulitfela. Even though you're using it lafis puasapas, but it's not the derech to use it as such. You might think batla daita etzol das kaladim, and therefore it's not; it wouldn't qualify as something like lafis ben esapas. Kamashmul, and that's what Papa is telling me, that this counts as lafis ben esapas, even if it's not normal to be malafis pas with it, as long as you practically are being malafis pas with it, which is a very interesting chiddush. Remember, we were talking about just before, what does Rashi mean? Something that's lafis ben esapas is always considered lafis ben esapas. It didn't lechefza, or it depends how you're using it. Says the Rashba, it depends how you're using it, but in the other direction. Even something that's not normal, l'lafis b'asapas, becomes l'lafis b'asapas when you're using it that way. You know, in America, it's very unusual to use chocolate, l'lafis b'asapas. In Israel, they said, why not? And they spread chocolate all over their bread. Chocolate spread, right? They have choco, or whatever they, I don't know, the choco's a drink, whatever. They have chocolate all over their bread. Great idea, you know, if you don't mind weighing 800 pounds. But it's a great idea, you know, in principle. What? Yeah, I know, but no one, I mean, people don't need it as much over here, I think, you know. So, it's not, like, as popular, I think. The Rashba then quotes the Balamar. Aval, Rabbeinu Zrachi, Alevi, Rabbeinu Zrachi is altirates. Tad Rapapa Bishloyo Ilfan of Bishash Abire Chalapas. Vava Amina, Titfela Lomiftera El Bishahaisa Lefan of Meikara. Oh, another difference between Lafis Ben and Sapas versus Ikar and Tafel. Ikar and Tafel is, you have both of them there at the same time. I made a bracha on that rugla, the chocolate and the dough was there at the same time. Lafis ben esapas, I go to my Shabbos table, I say hamotzi, all I have is challah at that time. And then everything's going to come out. My wife is going to bring out enough food to feed us for a week or whatever. Right? That all comes out afterwards. But it wasn't there. It wasn't there when I made the original bracha. So that's why it's different than regular lafis ben esapas. Than regular ikar and tafel, rather. That's what's being added over here. That's the Balamar. Now, says the Magen Avram, he quotes this Balamar, Magen Avram, source number 7. V'zel shom Balamar gav dvar mahabam mitoch suda, pas potad nivim tomer mai kamash malan, v'yesh lomer kamash malan, etc. And third line, sarach lomer dafka bepas t'yesh keva l'su'uda v'daito al kol ma she'yaviu lo. Avul b'sharik ur tfeila b'inan she'yedaito alav. He's touching on something that you have to ask if you're going to say that Davar Abba Machmas Suda relates to Ikar and Tafel. It's a kasha you have to ask. By Ikar and Tafel, you don't need bread to be the Ikar to say that there's a din of Ikar and Tafel. It could be the dough of a rugula. It could be the rice of the sushi. It could be anything of any bracha by normal rules of Ikar and Tafel. Davar haba machmas hasuda requires the din only works when it's bread. The din doesn't work if it's not bread. If davar haba machmas hasuda is just an expansion of ikar and tafel, well then why does it only apply to bread? Shouldn't it apply to anything that is your ikar? Right, but it, meaning exactly. So whatever differences you're going to point out, if it functions midin ikar and tafel, so why is it that it's only for bread and not for anything else? So says Magen Avram, yeah, the Balamar is correct. And here, the two differences answer each other, right? The difference of that it only works for bread and the difference that it works even when the rest of the food's not in front of you, they answer each other. You know why it only works for bread? Because when you say a hamotzi, that's a bracha on a meal. That's a bracha on an entire meal. And you don't need the other food in front of you, because it's understood when you're kaveh ha-suda on pas dafka, specifically when using bread, that everything else you're going to have is part of that. But there's no other food that rises to that level where you could say a bracha on, you know, on a piece of cake is a bracha on everything, is a bracha on a whole meal. No, for any other food, you need it to be mixed in, part of it, ikar tafel. But hamotzi is different. I mean, what's really going to emerge from this whole sugya is the unique nature of the bracha of hamotzi, which is something we touched on a few shiurim ago, and we're going to come back to it. We saw clear in Tosfos that there's something different about the bracha of hamotzi. Remember, what did we say about the bracha of hamotzi that was different? We said that there is difference between bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Bracha achrona always requires a shiur. Bracha rishona never requires a shiur. Yet we found shitos in rishonim that there's a bracha achrona that doesn't require a shiur. What bracha was that? Bar nefashos, because bar nefashos is sort of like a bracha rishona a little bit, right? In some way. And we saw a shita in rishonim that there's a bracha rishona that does require a shiur. And what was that? The ravid with hamotzi. Rashi quotes a ravid. Hamotzi is different. So, says the Magen Avraham, you see clear from this Baal HaMor that hamotzi is different. Because it's only hamotzi that you could say the chiddush of the Baal HaMor. That when you say hamotzi, and it's a chiddush ripaskin like, obviously. When you say hamotzi, you don't need all the food in front of you. And still you're not going to have to say a bracha on all of the food. But I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. So let's back up a second. Let's see. The Pnei Yeshua, I don't know if we're going to have time for it. Let's go straight to the Netziv. Netziv, in explaining Rashi, you know, quotes the Rashi, and Netziv points out, tells us Kasha, and Netziv points out, Eina Perush Eino Elam Milafes Lokein. The Merome Sada is the Netziv. Merome Sada is written by the Netziv. Source number 9. Ela Sheviu Lilafes If it's brought with the intention of being malafes, even if it's not actually malafes, because it's not normal for it to be malafes, it's also pater. And he says, Memele tells us kasha is not a kasha, because that's what makes this different than regular ikar and tafel. What he's talking to is the idea of how do you define lafis bo sapas? Is lafis bo sapas a din in the chefs, or lafis bo sapas a din in the way that you're using it? Says
on hamotzi, right? Like break for lecha mishnah, right? He doesn't care about the chet, like actually, like what it is.
Okay, that's right. He happens to hold that way. Okay. Avram Reis, we shown him hold that way, but that's a chiddush. I'm not sure if it's related. Okay. Now the question, though, is why? Meaning, okay, let's go back to this issue of is it really a din of ikar and tafel, or is it not really a din of ikar and tafel that we're working with over here? So the Rush writes that pas is ikar ha-su'uda. You know, he says yayin is poter kol minei mashkim, even though l'chora birchas bar pri hagafen has nothing to do with apple juice, because apple juice is not pri hagafen. So why does that make sense that yayin is going to pater the priya gafen? Because it's the ikra suda. So it's poter kol shar mine mashkin. Because the yayin is rosh le kol mine mashkin who ikra le in yina bracha. Even though the bracha doesn't, which by the way, as Mayor pointed out before, everything seems to go back to Rav Shechter's ha'ara about the chakira, whether the bracha goes on the first item of food you're eating, or the bracha is just on the first, but not everything else. Everything else is just pater from bracha, or the bracha goes in everything. The Rush seems to be saying the bracha goes on the first item of food you're eating, and everything else is pater. Because if the bracha had to go on everything, it's the wrong bracha. You can say bar pri hagafen and then drink orange juice. Pri hagafen? It's wrong. No, you're saying a bar pri hagafen on wine, and that makes sense. Now orange juice doesn't eat a bracha. Because yayin is rosh v'ikr.
Explain the other side of any.
What?
How would you explain the other side in any
Ikra? No. In a Chinami, in Ikra and Tafel situations, that's right. That's what he takes as Dovr Pasha. The question is when you're reading a lot of something, right? Would you say the same thing? So over here, it's not a normal Ikra and Tafel where you're eating it together. It's I'm eating this, then that. Right? So if you treat it like an Ikra and Tafel, you would say that the bracha is only going on the first thing, and that's exactly what the Rosh says. And he says, the same is true, kiven de pashu ikra su'uda, v'amashkimenim balim elo bishvilo, ha'pas patartan. The mashk is only there because of the pas, so the pas patters and everything else is only there because of the pas patters everything else. It's an ikra and tafel. But it's already noted by the Ritva that this isn't really ikra and tafel. It's not regular ikra and tafel. Did I give you the Ritva? No. All right, but it's already noted by the Ritva and other Rishonim as well. It's not just the Ritva. The Meiri says it. Let's say you have the Meiri. I give you the Meiri. Yeah. So the Meiri, where is it? Meiri in source number 11. So says the Meiri, Shema Tomar toward the end, right? He says Shema Tomar v'lo mitzad acherat yoch liftor bracha mehem v'hu sharei kol shabal chiyotzim is a tafel u'etzal apas. Oh, you're going to say that anyway. He's asking Tosas Kash. It's Ikra and Tafel. Kolshu Ikra v'imot Tehillim Baruch Lechu Potos Tefila. Hashmi'a lo oznucha mashat hamotzi mipicha. You got to love the Lashonos and the Meiri. He says, you're going to ask such a Kasha. I hope you're listening good to the question you're asking because it's a stupid Kasha. He doesn't say stupid Kasha. But he says, Hashmi'a lo oznucha mashat hamotzi mipicha. V'usha marta v'imot Tefila. You're asking a kasha that isn't this the bracha of kol sheyesh ikar v'imo tfeila? There's a tafel that goes with it. Kolomer shalom nemrat varon el kshat tfeila ba'a im ha'ikar. Ha'kol shalom yadaito lav mitchilas achila v'ba'achar kein eino b'chal zeh. But if your das wasn't to eat it and it only came afterwards, that's not ikar and tafel. And that's why you need another din. And that's why you need davar ba'mach masuda. Meaning, the Meiri says, forget Ikra and Tafel. This isn't Ikra and Tafel. Just as we said before, that maybe, Magen Avraham, it's an Ikra and Tafel, but a different kind of Ikra and Tafel. Meiri says, no such thing as a different kind. It's not Ikra and Tafel. It's a different halacha. It's a different halacha. Because Ikra and Tafel is only when you are aware of the Tafel at the time of the Ikra. I'm going to someone's house for a Shabbos lunch, and they say, Amotzi, I have no idea what's coming. Sometimes, if the challah is good, eat a lot of that, because you never know. Or sometimes, people take different approaches. I don't know what's coming. And yet, somehow, I'm not going to have to make a bracha. Nafkamina between these two approaches. That this is an expanded version of Ikra and Tafel versus, like the Magen Avraham said, it's a bracha on the su'uda. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz is a bracha on su'uda. It's not a bracha on bread. It rises beyond a regular bracha rishana. It's a bracha on a meal. So Magen Avraham Kufay and Zayin Sivkat Nam writes, let's say you don't want to eat bread. You're not really interested in eating bread. Why do I eat bread? I'm on one of those diets, let's say, where no carbs. So I get these shilas all the time. I'm not allowed to eat carbs. So what do I do about Lech Mishnah? What do you mean you're not allowed to eat carbs? Well, I'm trying to lose this many pounds to fit into a dress for my kid's bar mitzvah. Whatever. Okay, so you're allowed to eat carbs. It's not like in Yisrael Chomer that, whatever, they're going to hang signs about you in Mei Yisharim if you eat carbs, You're allowed to eat carbs. You're not violating anything by eating carbs. So, but you're only going to eat the bare minimum necessary. You have zero interest in eating the bread. You plan on eating the roasted vegetables and whatever else your nutritionist has allowed you on the beer's not here, the whatever else the Lisa beer has allowed you to eat. So you're going to eat exactly what the nutritionist has allowed. So says Magen Avraham, if you ain chavitz lechol pas va'ochel ma'at pas umvarich lev motzi ain poter ha'machal. It's not going to poter everything else. Well. Dafka b'koveyasu udasu al pas. I'm reading the kolam machal machmas pasim by. It's only when you're koveyasu uda on pas. Yaakov mentioned this before. What if you, right? What if you're not bread isn't your ikur. Right? Right? Bread, if bread's not your ikur, you're not interested in so much bread. Ooh. So if it's ein chavis lachapas, says Magen Avraham, in a poter. And certainly if you eat less than a gazayas, he says. L'chora, he raised it as a suffix, it's like an efshar. L'chora, that suffix of the Magen Avraham is exactly totally on this issue. What?
If you all like the Magen Avraham, then it would
be wrong. What?
If you all like the Magen Avraham.
Right. So this is, Rav Sacks points out, L'chora, it's totally on this issue. Why does pas pater everything else? It's b'machal suda. If the reason is because pas is the ikar and everything else is tafel, enochinami, it's not an ikar over here. It's the way Rabbi Willig sees the breading on the schnitzel. It's not an ikar at all. But if you say that the reason hamotzi pater is everything else b'machal suda is because hamotzi is a bracha on a suuda, so then, it's true. In order to say hamotzi, you need to eat some bread. It's like a matir for saying hamotzi. But once you say hamotzi, it's a bracha on a seuda. Hamotzi's not a bracha on bread, it's a bracha on lunch. So then it doesn't matter whether your bread is actually your ikar or not. The bracha of hamotzi will pater everything. That lechora is a nafgamina. The Aruch HaShulchan spells this out explicitly. Pretty much. In Sif Beis, if you look in source number 13, he says, "Ulfizeh, Masha Reisi Misha Mestapek the main Cheftzol Lechol Harbe Pas Besuz Dzu VaOchel Maat Pas Mtur MaMachol MiBracha." He says, "I saw the Safek VeEin Bazeh Shum Safek Dibish Lame Mabatoria Machmas Pas Belvad Shapir Mesafkinan Bazeh Aval Abaturu Mitam Birchas Hamotzi Gam Kain." It's not a Ptur that bread potters everything. It's a p'tur that hamotzi paters everything. Yeah, the difference is a nice way to say it, right? The Aruch HaShulchan's way of saying it. If you say bread paters everything, it's because bread is the ikker. So bread paters everything. Okay, but when bread's not the ikker, it's not the ikker. So then it doesn't pater anything. But if you say, no, it's not that bread paters everything, it's hamotzi paters everything. What do I mean hamotzi paters everything? Hamotzi is a bracha on a suda. So then everything's going to be pater. In a chinami, right? That's exactly the nafkamina. If it's a din of ikar and tafel, it's din in the bread. A bread is the ikar. So when it's not the ikar, then in a chinami.
How do you even read the Gemara?
Because bread was the ikar.
No, according to Aruch HaShulchan.
Dvarim haba machmas ha-su'uda. It's all about the su'uda. So it's true, in order to say hamotzi, you need to have bread. But once you have any amount of bread, you were allowed to say hamotzi, and once you say hamotzi, hamotzi is a bracha on your su'udah, period, on your entire su'udah. Yeah?
So how would you explain the borei priya gafen in this case, that it patters the drinks, meaning it's like a bracha on like all like drinks?
That's interesting. It's hard to say that.
Well, it's harder.
They're both harder.
I guess you'd have to say that. I guess you'd have to say that. Even though, again, even with hamotzi, it's hard to say because it doesn't fit the words. Lechem min haaretz. It's hard.
Well, at least in svara, it makes sense.
It's svara. It's hard to fit the words. Exactly.
But I'm saying in terms of wine, is there like, what would the svara be? Meaning, like, it's bracha de seuda. Like, that's hamotzi, but in wine, it's like...
Not when they're kovei alishtos, right? Because they used to have such a thing.
Okay.
Kovei alishtos. There's still people that do that. They call them alcoholics. But when they were kovei alishtos, so that was a bracha that would.
What about gavad hochashivas thing? That because it's more chashiv, it patters everything else. Doesn't say bracha on everything, but because it has.
What Meir's asking is, can you say the same chakira? That is it that, or is it something else? I mean, the Rush seems to equate the two. Right, the bread and the motzi and the
gafen. It's impossible to say ikar and tafel on the drinks. That's the case of ikar and tafel. Totally not drinking them even remotely close together. You're going to say you're mixing the drinks.
Right. I mean, the other drinks. Right. That's true. The other that side of the chakira luchor doesn't
make
work.
Any sense at all.
Right. It doesn't work to say ikar and tafel.
What does Rashi say about?
I'm not sure.
Rashi explains it in a different way in the Gemara. Like, it is like we use it as a bracha. He holds it in like different dinim. It's not the same ikar tafel versus.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The other major point And this is the other major nafkamina. We pointed out before, but let's just elaborate on it a little bit. If you recall, the Ravid, the Rashba, Lam Zayin Beis, quoted a Ravid that's mechalik between different brachos. It holds that on bread, you say, Amotzi Lechem and Aretz, only if you eat a kazayis or more. Every other bracha rishona, you don't have to eat a kazayis. Right? Every other bracha rishona, it's unnecessary to eat a kazayis. That came up in the context of the discussion of exactly whether bracha rishona required a shir, bracha achrona didn't require a shir. The basis for the idea that bracha rishona, remember we discussed why is it that bracha rishona does not require a shir? So he said the simple svara is what? What was the reason that we said bracha rishona doesn't require a shir? So Tosfos in two places in Sukkah here, that aslan as well as a blo bracha, and we said, but wait a second, Kesef Mishnah starts coming up with a different reason why it doesn't require a shir. What was Kesef Mishnah's reason why it doesn't require a shir? Right, you never know if you're going to have less than a shir, you might have more than a shir. And we were wondering, well, why doesn't he just use Asalanas Melna Zablo Bracha? So we said, oh, because maybe Asalanas Melna Zablo Bracha doesn't only relate to Bracha Rishona, it even relates to Bracha Achrona. Right? So in that context, we just pointed out that just as Bori Nefashos is a Bracha Rishona type of Bracha Achrona, Ayin Sham, what that means. So too, Hamotzi Lech Menaretz might be a bracha achrona type of bracha rishona that requires a shir. Rav Sacks just points out, you don't need to say that. Once we have the yesod that we're working with now, this side of the chakiva, that it's not the din of Davar Bamach Suda not requiring a bracha, is not necessarily a din of Ikar and Tafel. It's not necessarily a din in the bread. It's a din in Birchas Hamotzi. And that Birchas Hamotzi is a bracha on a su'uda. You could explain very well, says Rav Sacks, Ubebir Dvar Vnir Lomar, Shes Kol Birchas Hanenin, Varchim Gamal Pachas Mekshir. Yeah, every other Birchas Hanenin, you'd say even a less than a shir. Why? Kivan Shein Chalos Al Min Misuyam. Because it's a chalos on a specific min, on a specific type of food. Hamotzi is not a bracha on bread. Hamotzi is a bracha on a meal. Birch hamotzi niskna al kol asuda shenikva al apas. Any meal that has bread, the bracha of hamotzi is for that meal. Ubepachos mikazayis ein kviya suda. So since it's a bracha on a meal, it requires a kviya suda. Kviya suda may be defined by kazayis. V'lachein lo mevarchem birch hamotzi al pachos mikshir. And that's why you're not going to say Hamotzi and Pachas Mikshir. So we were looking at it from the angle of, you know, previously from the angle of, oh, Hamotzi requires a Kezayis because Bracha Achrona requires a Kezayis. And it's not as a result of Asa Lehanos, it's really a result of the Kal V'Chomer from Bracha Achrona. What Rav Sacks is suggesting is forget Bracha Achrona. It's not because Bracha Achrona requires a Kezayis. Hamotzi requires a shir because Hamotzi is a fundamentally different bracha. Hamotzi is a bracha on a suda. Hamotzi is not a bracha on a food. And in order to label it a suda, you need to be kovea suuda alapas. So without kovea suuda alapas, you can't label it a suda. We have a few minutes just to run through halacha lemaisa in the sefer Zos HaBracha. He goes through halachos of things that are above machmas suda. Find it. And just to point out, I remember when I learned the sugya first, I thought that anything that a person's going to eat, you know, like particularly when it comes to desserts, anything a person's going to eat that not only cleanses the palate or gives you something sweet at the end, but also nourishes you. Also, you know, you're eating to help, not nourish, to help fill you. I thought it should not require a bracha. Meaning, nafkamina would be, if you're having fruit for dessert, you're not eating fruit to fill you up. You're eating fruit because you want something sweet and cold and wet or whatever, something that just cleanses the palate. Sorbet, you know, they have a palate cleanser. Sometimes they'll even serve that between an appetizer and the main, just to cleanse the palate. In certain places I've been, they give like a spoon of it out to cleanse the palate and to like that stuff. So for that, okay, not going to say bracha. For that, you're going to say bracha because it's not b'mach masuda. But something that is that actually fills you, I always thought it's b'mach masuda. But when I'm shachter at my house, so my wife served, I don't know, 5 different types of desserts. And he was trying to be nice, so he polite. He didn't want to insult us, so he ate everything, you know, a little bit of everything. And he said a bracha, like everything. So he said a bracha on the cake, barim minim azonos, on the cake or the pie or whatever it was. So, yeah.
You know, if he always does that, maybe he would just fall in your case if he's doing it to be polite.
I don't know. What?
Wouldn't be so polite, then you know that it was just
doing it. So the in the Sefer Mezuzah Bracha, he says most types of cakes that are eaten in the Suda, Ein Levarich Lem Shema Yeshlan Din Shel Pas Gamor V'Nifter Bibir Samotzi, and he quotes the Bir Alach and Kof Samachas Dibur Maschel Tawanim, which is where I originally thought. But he says, if you fulfill the following 3 conditions, then it definitely does not have a din of pas, and you would definitely have to say a bracha on it, even if you eat it betoch hasuda lekinuach v'lo lesova. And these conditions are: number 1, it's a pie filled with pie filling. It's made with flaky dough, and the dough is sweetened significantly. So if you're eating a strudel that's made with flaky dough and it's filled, and these 3 conditions are something you should keep in mind for tomorrow. These 3 conditions are something you should keep in mind, because these are, what are these 3 conditions? These are the 3 different shitos of Pasa Baba Kisnin, right? 3 different shitos of Pasa Baba Kisnin. So he said, but most cakes you would not make a bracha on if you eat them during the Suda, but there's such cakes you would. I don't know. I didn't ask Rav Shechter why he thought differently, you know, than it sounds like from the Bir Alacha, but it was a regular cake, and he still said a bracha of Bari Benim Izonos. So that's interesting, I guess, a tzarchi, and we need to look into that a little bit.
You know, in Israel, they have these cookies that are that
fill all 3 columns. All right, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to get into Pasa Baba Kisnin, and we're going to see the definition. And you know, one of the things we're going to have to think about is: are those 3 definitions mutually exclusive, or are they 3 definitions but they're all true? And if they're mutually exclusive, when we paskin, do we paskin mi suffik, or do we paskin mi toras vaday in terms of what is Pasa Baba Kisnin, what are the nafkaminas? All right, so Bez Hashem, we'll discuss that more tomorrow. Okay.